do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Fireplace.
The shelf over a fireplace.
I call it the mantel shelf.
Okay. And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace? Now, when you lay a fire, those iron things that do.
Oh, yeah, fire dogs.
Okay. And what do you call small pieces of wood that people use to get a fire started?
Well, they're called different things. If it was certain kinds of wood, it would be what we call lighter, you know, forest pine. But we haven't gotten more of that. We call it just wood now of some kind.
So then the pine is a special kind of?
Yes, yellow pine was what they used back in my days when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's how old I am. Of course, they didn't have a thing in the world like, I don't remember that I saw much, very little kerosene in my boyhood days.
Mm-hmm.
And they used firelights, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut up into little slivers? Now, is that something different, or is that the same?
Yes, cut them up small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Call them splinters.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers that you hang clothes up in? Somebody come in from outside and hang up his coat in the...
Call it the closet now.
Okay. And what do you call a great big piece of furniture that people used to hang clothes up in?
That's a... I believe a wardrobe.
Fine. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house?
The boards goes up the wall.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Do you have a name for those?
Well, we had it called, weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding.
Yes.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where somebody might put some chairs? Sit out there on a nice day.
Well, that's the front porch or back porch.
Fine. Do you have a special name for a little porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
I just don't remember what we did call it.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed for milking?
It's a lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Just call it a rock wall or stone wall.
Okay. And would those walls have any more in them, or would they just be rocks piled up?
Most of them are straight up foundation made, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take you to one that's way over 100 years old at a
really?
Church. Yes, if we have time to go look at it. Wall and church up here.
Uh-huh.
Got one built out of rocks. It's, well, it's just got so old. I used to carpenter work a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me and the man I was working with, would we go patch that wall up, keep from falling down?
Okay,
I expect it's 200 years old or more.
That is interesting. Well, now let me make a note of that. I didn't realize you were a carpenter, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a large wooden
vessel
that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in? Mm-hmm. Just the kind of thing, well, the same kind of thing that you'd hang down in a well if you wanted to draw some water.
I used to know what they call him. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not. I'm just talking about. Well, it's also the same kind of thing that you'd milk a cow into.
Uh-huh. It's a pail.
Fine. Now, would you call it something different depending on whether it was made out of metal or wood? Or would you?
Yes, sir. There's a difference in the two names.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember. I just can't think of that wooden pail.
Mm-hmm.
It might be all right as a wooden pail, you know. Some of them have 5 gallons and some 15.